when we talk about job creation or having, you know, implementing CBAs and creating employment opportunities for young people in our community where they are now working, they're spending more of their time trying to rest so that they can prepare to get to work the next morning versus being in our streets. And, you know, I'm sure you're old enough to understand that that saying that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Well, if we're engaging our young people in a way that they are, that they have creating job opportunities for them, I believe, I strongly believe that we will decrease violent crimes in our communities, crimes in our communities, and just an overall sense of not being connected or not feeling a part of anything in our community. So I strongly believe that that will have a huge impact on the violence that has been taking place in our city. You know, I'm sure you probably know or don't know. In our mail form, I spoke about the violence because it directly impacted me and my family directly. You know, last year, you know, while we were on vacation, you know, my nephew, who had just graduated from 9 a.m. high school, Tyshawn Lemon, was shot in the head. You know, we don't know who his killer is. A few years before that, his uncle, which is also my, well, Tyshawn was my great nephew, but his uncle, my nephew, was murdered. Several years before that, I think it was in 91, my sister was murdered. In 1981, my mother was murdered. You know, so I am not immune to the violence in this, in our community, but I know that, you know, through resources and through real engagement, through job creation for youth, and not just youth, but adults, and the CBA will help with employment for adults, that will impact our community in a way that it hasn't been done before in quite some time. And that will in many ways curtail some of the violence that is going on and that has been going on in our city. Am I saying it's going to eliminate it? I'm not saying that. I wouldn't be naive and make a statement that, oh, it will just completely eliminate it. But will it decrease it significantly? Absolutely. Absolutely. When you engage people in a way that is meaningful, that gives them a sense of ownership, a sense of responsibility, a sense of hope, a sense of promise, that changes the focus on their time and energy and where it's being spent at. And under my leadership and under my administration, that is one of my primary goals, is to enact you know, things like the CBAs that will ensure real opportunities and real access and real change, particularly for our youth and adults who are unemployed and seeking opportunities to change their lives. Because remember, if our adults are working, if we got young adults working, then their children, their youth children, are not complete, but are complete in a way that is helpful for them. So if the parent is working, then, you know, the youth has resources that they normally don't have, with the parent being unemployed. And then those youth who are, you know, 14 and over and are able to work in summer programs or summer jobs or even year-round jobs after school, now they're engaged in a more meaningful way that is now changing their lives and the dynamics in their lives, and less time, less idle time on the streets, hanging out, doing nothing, just waiting for trouble to either come their way or them creating it. You know, so I'm a firm believer to your question that this will change the dynamics in our community greatly, and I will see to it that happens under my administration, because I'm hopelessly in love with my city, and I'm hopelessly in love with the people of my city, and I want to give them a sense of hope and a sense of promise that, you know, together we can change what's going on in our city. You just have to have a mayor with the political will and the leadership to want to do that, to impact everybody's lives to the best of their ability. And I just am a firm believer that will do that. But you just have to have the political will and the heart and desire to want to make that change and make it in a way that is going to be meaningful to everybody and not just a select group of people.
The JSCB has this like long-term plan for renovating schools in the region. Where on that list, as it were, is Blodgett? When does Blodgett expect to see this facelift? And I know that that's a very, very specific question, so if you don't know the answer, that's completely understandable.
Well, to my understanding, Blodgett was last on the list from what I've seen. Now, if something has changed since then, I don't know. But I know a few years back when I would attend the joint school board meetings in City Hall, Blodgett was last on the list. And again, like I said, if something has changed, then, you know, I haven't seen it. But with that being said, you know, we can't, again, sit back and allow an area like the West Side, a school like Blodgett that is roughly 102 years old, to just continue to fall on the back burner when there are very pressing issues that need to take place in terms of renovation and in terms of resources and access that will, you know, create opportunities for people on the West Side. So I am at the mindset that, you know, once I'm elected mayor, not only will I reach out to legislation to legislators to talk about, you know, possible increase in funding. In a way that we can, you know, do some things to Blodgett that is going to put it, you know, really on the cutting edge, just in terms of not just the renovation, you know, but, you know, making it a more, I know they, you know, the conversation is about, you know, an arts school. That will just do wonders in that community. And we will really begin to look at how do you turn blight around, and that will be an example of how do you turn around blight when you focus on an area where the least of resources and opportunities have been available over the past 8 years. And so that will be a focus for me in my administration.